NKVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. In the news for a Tuesday, the 17th day of October, Calaveras Unified Educators Association announced yesterday that 138 teachers in the Calaveras Unified School District have agreed to strike starting Thursday, the 19th, due to unresolved disputes concerning class sizes, school safety issues, and salary. According to CUEA President Lorraine Angel, a strike has never been a goal. It's the school board's refusal to bargain with the union in good faith that is creating chaos for education in the Calaveras school community. Angel says while teachers do not want to strike, the school board leaves them with no viable alternative other than rolling over, effectively giving up on the collective bargaining process. Teachers will begin removing personal items from classrooms today in preparation for Thursday's strike. According to a press release from the Calaveras Unified School District, school campuses will remain open, but all extracurricular activities, including sports, will be canceled due to a potential lack of staff. CUEA and CUSD have been negotiating since March of 2016 for a new contract, but have fallen short. District Superintendent Mark Campbell contends that he and the school board have made an offer that they feel is as fair as the district can afford, given current and future conditions. Even with the current offer, Campbell says the district will still have to make additional budget reductions in order to submit an improved budget. The teachers will go before the school board at their meeting tonight to officially announce the strike. Both the school district and the teachers' union will sit down at the bargaining table one last time today.
Well, after nearly a decade without state funding, Governor Brown signed AB 1499 into law Friday, making county fairs a priority again. Authored by Assemblyman Adam Gray, the bill partially restores the state's investment in California's network of 78 fairs. According to Amador Fairs CEO Troy Bowers, Gray's bill creates an economic incentive for fairgrounds by allowing them to keep a percentage of the sales tax revenue generated on their property. In the case of the Amador Fair, that could mean upwards of $70,000 a year. Now, Bowers is quick to add that's still quite a shortfall from the nearly $300,000 a year the governor cut from the Amador Fair budget. Now, California was forced to make devastating cuts during the Great Recession, including $30 million in annual funding for fairs. Bowers reminds everyone, while fairs are important economic engines in the communities they serve, they also act as evacuation centers and staging areas for fire and emergency service during natural disasters.
And Amador fire units were dispatched early yesterday to a reported vehicle fire just after 6:30. Jackson Valley Fire, Cal Fire, and other local companies responded to the call at Comanche and Reservation Road. When the first responders arrived, the fire had spread from the engine compartment to the entire vehicle. The fire had also extended to a small 10x10 spot of vegetation. Fire crews were able to knock down the vehicle fire and keep the grass fire from spreading within a few minutes of their arrival. The cause of the vehicle fire is under investigation.
And the Sutter Amador Hospital Foundation invites you to attend their annual theme ball, Once Upon a Time, a Literary Affair, October 21st at the Jackson Rancheria Hotel Grand Oak Ballroom. Now, the evening will include a cocktail reception, silent and live auctions, dinner, and entertainment. Participants encouraged to embrace the literary theme with prizes awarded to Best Table Decoration and Best Costume. Funds raised will benefit the expansion of the emergency department, which allows the hospital to provide excellent emergency care close to home. Now, individual tickets are only $100 a person or $1,000 for a table of 10. To purchase those tickets or for sponsorship opportunities, call 916-887-7070. That's 887-7070.
And the Thundering Herd reaching out to all Amador County for help in order to help others. According to Amador High School head football coach Bill Baker, the Amador High football program will be accepting donations of new and used clothing today until noon to help the recent fire victims. Now, according to Bakers, others helped our community during the Butte Fire, and the Amador football family has said they want to do something to help those who are having a tough time now. So they've decided to collect clothing. Again, donations can be dropped off today until noon at the upper parking lot at Amador High School. Neatly folded used clothes and newly purchased items all are welcome. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.